Last night we celebrated the Easter Vigil, which is the most solemn mass of the church year. And we started that at 9 p.m. and we finished at midnight. And we had a reception with our new Catholics over in the comments of the new gym. There's 18 people that joined the church here at Blessed Sacrament, joined the Catholic Church. So it was a fantastic, wonderful ceremony. And when I got over there, someone said, Father, he is risen. And I'm like, okay, happy Easter. And then I remembered, oh, wait, that's the Paschal greeting in the Eastern Rite Church. So the Orthodox Church, Russian Orthodox, all the Eastern churches, there's a Paschal greeting. Instead of saying happy Easter, someone says he is risen, and the response is, indeed, he is risen. That's significant and very, important. It gets to the point of what the Easter celebration is all about. Indeed, he has risen. It's like, yes, he has. And everything hinges on that fact, that historical fact that he has risen. Now, we have to be careful because when we seek out the risen Christ, it cannot be reduced to a historical analysis and study of the empty tomb. Because we'll end up being like John and Peter, who after hearing from Mary, run to the tomb, and they'll find the tomb just as she said, empty. So we'll find some stuff, we'll understand some things about the historical Christ, but we will not find the risen Christ if we approach it just by history alone. And so these people are going to be led to live not by what they see, but to live by faith. And we have to remember, it's like the fact of the historical Christ, the risen Christ, no one actually saw him at the moment when he rose from the dead, right? We have the witness of the empty tomb, and then we have the 500 people and the apostles that he appeared to, right? So it's really about the appearances of the resurrected Christ throughout for those, some 50 days before Pentecost. And in fact, there, some solid proof is just in the people and their own experiences. What was their expectations? The apostles' expectations after the death of Jesus? Complete disappointment, right? And there was no expectation that he was going to resurrect from the dead. In the prophets in the Old Testament, the suffering servant, the death of this servant, that was predicted. But there's hardly any kind of hint of a resurrection. And so that's why we see that Mary Magdalene, who was a very faithful follower of Jesus, what? She went to the tomb and Christ was gone because he had resurrected. But what did she interpret? Someone had taken the body. See, it wasn't even on a radar screen, the possibility of a resurrection. And Peter and John run and see the empty tomb. And only one person leaves believing, right? And that is John. So they have a ways to go. And in order to seek what is above, that's what we heard from the St. Paul to the Colossians. Seek what is above. That's not a spatial exhortation or command to seek what is above. To seek what is above is to live by faith, hope, and love. That's how we seek what is above in our lives here and now. And, we can really have an experience like the first apostles and Mary Magdalene in the sense of experiences that we had so many hopes for faith in our life and for the Catholic faith, and we had aspirations of at one time in our lives, and have never come to realization. It's almost like God has died in some way in our lives. And we think about, as far as the culture, some writers now say we're living in a post-Christian era. So Christian values and Christ do not form the culture so much anymore, right? And that Christian culture has kind of been put to death by all the philosophies that end with ISM, the isms, right? The hedonism, secularism, relativism, subjectivism. All of those philosophies of life squeeze God out and bring Christ to death, you might say. And so we're sad. And it's that, and there's a sense that, well, this is it. We were hoping that he was going to be the one, right? Like the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. 3 days ago, you know, he died. We had great hopes, but, you know, nothing has came about from it. And then what? Despite what appears like death everywhere and a disappointment of expectations, he begins appearing everywhere. And he's not inhibited by anything. The doors are locked. He enters through the wall, right? And he leaves and disappears. How many areas of our society and culture are the doors locked to God's presence? And we can get discouraged and lose hope. But the resurrection means that he is risen. Indeed, he is risen. He's alive, and he what? He can walk through the walls, through those locked doors of all those philosophies of life that squeeze God out, that reject God, that are contrary to the gospel. In our own lives, the difficulties that we have with belief, the disappointments that we have had, he can enter through those locked doors and appear to us and restore us and give us hope. That's what the resurrection is about. Pope Benedict XVI, so the pope that came right before Pope Francis, he said, really the meaning of Easter is that God exists. God exists. And if we could just taste a little bit of that message, our hearts would be full of joy because something has resurrected inside of us. And that's exactly what Jesus wants to do. Now think about this. I know we live in a scientific age, so if I can't see it, I don't believe it, right? So we don't seek what's above. It's not part of our mindset. It's hard for us to live according to faith, hope, and love, right? Because that's not the way our worldview is. And so what is the invitation? What is the challenge to seek what is above? Well, think about this. A runner goes out, And he's fast, and he advances, he makes progress, he runs miles, and he gets to the edge of the shore of the ocean. So he's going to keep running through the water. Is that going to work? Absolutely not. Once he gets to the shore, he's hit an end point. Well, that's as far as reason and understanding and science will get us, you might say. Then we have to take another approach to move forward to this new dimension of life. We have to swim, and that's going to take a leap. There's a leap that goes from the running to the swimming. And then we begin living, seeking what is above. So, my friends, this day, this feast, this celebration is all relevant for us in the sense that we do, if we are honest with our hearts, in the depths of our hearts, we can say, where's God gone? Where is his presence in the world, in our society? Where's God's presence in my own heart? The doors are locked. I'm not finding him in the usual places anymore. Today means that he can break through those walls, he can break through those locked doors, and appear to us and raise us up.